Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
Don't settle for Eliezer, go for Isaac. Don't settle for Eliezer, go for Isaac. In other words, don't accept what is second best, go for the best. That is the will of God, that is the design of God. The design of God for you, the design of God for me, is the best always. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 29, the Bible says, "For I know the thought that I have towards you. They are thoughts for good and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a future, to give you a hope." So don't settle for the second best. Go for the best. Circumstances and situation may make you give up thinking you will never be able to get the best. But God is saying, I've got plans for you, and my plans for you is to give you the best part of the place where you live, the best part of the business you are doing, the best part of the harvest, the best part of the blessing. So don't settle for anything less, because your God, your maker, your father, your creator wants the best for you. And it is my desire that you will get the best. I said you will get the best. That's a prayer. I'm not greeting you. You will get the best. When you receive prayer, what do you say? Amen. I say you will get the best. Amen. I'd like you to know that there is a better dimension of whatever you are having right now. There is something better than where you are, something better than what you are getting. And that's what God said he will give. So I say again, over those who will shout amen as loud as possible, you will have the best. Abraham said to God, "To me you have given no child. Please accept that Eliezer becomes my child." The good thing about Abraham is that he wasn't going to take a decision without the approval of God. It was within his power to make that decision, but he wasn't going to make that decision without divine approval, without the endorsement of God. So, in the heart of Abraham, there is a place for God. If God will approve it for me, then I will go on ahead with it. So he said, "God, approve it for me, and I will be fine." But God said, "Eliezer shall not be your heir." Your experience today cannot be your experience forever. There is something better. Eliezer may be okay for where you are today, but will never be good enough for where you are going. That's why God said to Abraham, he cannot be Eliezer. It may be all right today, but it is not all right tomorrow. Because God is not only the God of today, he's also the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So, if God is only the God of today, then he will allow you to have anything as long as the thing will be okay for you today. But everything God wants to give to you, he checks the tomorrow of your life and ensures that whatever he gives to you today will be good enough for your tomorrow. So, Eliezer may be good for today, but not good enough for tomorrow. So, God said, "No, you are not going to have it. I want to give to you something that will be good now and will be good after now." God said to Abraham, "Eliezer cannot be your heir." Why? Because Eliezer may look like it now, but Eliezer is not it. Eliezer has a resemblance of what you are looking for. But God said, "I see beyond the physical appearance. It has a resemblance, but that is not it." You know, there's a job you can get now that will not last in 2 years, but there's a job you can get now that will last until you resign and retire. So if God makes you not to have the job that will end in 2 years' time, only for you to have a job that can last you until you want to go, which one will you want to take? Some people, for the fact that they just need anything, they need a job, they can say, let me just get it. Even though it's going to last for 1 month, let me just get it. And God say, no, I want to give you something that will last generationally. So there is something that looks like it has a resemblance of what you are looking for. If God does not intervene, you will get something that looks like what you are looking for, but it is really not what you are looking for. Praise God. The reason God said to Abraham, Eliezer will not be your heir, is because Eliezer is a human arrangement. Eliezer is a human arrangement. Sometimes we want to do things for ourselves. But I'd like you to let you know that it is very dangerous to arrange for yourself what God wants to give to you by divine strategy. Never make the mistake of getting by human arrangement what God wants to give to you by divine strategy. In 1 Kings chapter 2, Adonijah pronounced himself king. Adonijah was handsome. Adonijah was charismatic. Adonijah was the people's choice. Adonijah was the eldest son of David, the natural heir to the throne of David. So Adonijah noticed that David, his father, was getting frail and weak by the day. David was not going to last in the next couple of months. And Adonijah is already beginning to prepare himself to ascend the throne. Adonijah brought Abiathar. Adonijah brought Zadok. Adonijah gathered some key personnel, some key cabinet members of his father's government, and then he began to celebrate and give them promises. This is the office you will hold when I become the next king. Adonijah is trying to make human arrangement to ensure that he becomes king. But there is a divine strategy of God for Solomon, and it wasn't too long. Divine strategy showed up, and every arrangement of Adonijah failed. So Eliezer is a human arrangement. We can make it happen for ourselves. And God said to Abraham, you will get it, but it's not going to be by human arrangement. Eliezer is the test of the present things that you must pass in order to qualify for the things to come. If God is going to give you a future, he will give you a test with today. And until you pass your today's test, you are not qualified for your tomorrow's harvest. So Eliezer is your test today. Eliezer is walking by sight. Eliezer means walking by sight. And you know the Bible says, we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Praise God. Eliezer will always be less than the promise, even though it appears to be a quick fix. Eliezer will always be less than the promise, even though it appears as a quick fix. Now, a lot of times we want something to be done now and here. Eliezer is a quick fix. But God is not looking for those who will do it quick. God is looking for those who will do it right. So it doesn't matter how fast you have done it, God is going to ask, how right is the process? Did you go through the process? It is possible for someone who have not gone through the school system, primary 1 to primary 6, to find a way to write first school leaving certificate and pass on distinction. It's possible. Is it that someone will write for him or her? Or he has this natural intelligence that he can study outside the school walls and still write an exams and pass? But when you bring the man who didn't go through the primary 1 to primary 6 that has a first school leaving certificate with distinction, and bring another man who went through at the school and also has a distinction, the both of them are not the same. The other man arrived quick, but this other man arrived right. And so they wouldn't have the same capacity to deal with the circumstances of life. Because this man who went through primary 1, primary 2, primary 3, primary 4 has undergone scolding, has undergone a lot of battering. Sometimes teachers asked him to kneel and he kneeled. Sometimes he was asked to close his eyes and raise his hands and he did so. Sometimes he was asked to pick pin, he did so. And at the end he arrived at his certificate. But there is a man who have not gone through that same route. But he also has a certificate. Both of them are not the same in capacity. They may be the same in certificate and qualification, but they are not the same in capacity. And life is not about certification. Life is about capacity. Because somewhere in life, you will not need your certificate, you will need your capacity. And if you didn't develop it, you will fall flat like a pack of cards. So Eliezer maybe a quick fix. Just get it done anyhow. Get it done. Have you noticed some people who don't take time to deal with their issues? Just get it done. Anyhow, just get it done. You go to your mechanic and your car is giving you challenges and your mechanic say, this is the problem with this car and this is what needs to be done. And you are telling your mechanic, can you just do anything provided it moves. Just do something. And of course your mechanic will do anything and the car will move. You will be creating more problems added to the one that was already in place. Praise God. Because you want a quick fix. Get it done. Let me be on my way. Rather than take 2 days and get the problem solved once and for all, you want to use 30 minutes and get it solved. Any pregnancy that is less than 9 months is premature. Praise God. Any pregnancy that is less than 9 months is premature. And there is no prayer that will make God make your pregnancy to be 6 months. If you ever give birth at 6 months, your child will weigh very less. And of course, the doctors will say, let the child stay with us for another 3 months before you can take the child home. Quick fix. Get it done just now. That is what Eliezer is. Eliezer is the product of your fear and human weakness. Eliezer is the product of your fear. Every human is subject to fear. Something makes you afraid. The first thing God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 was, Abraham, do not be afraid. That was God's first word to Abraham. He said to Abraham, fear not. So Eliezer is the product of fear. Now begin to check your life. Begin to check the things that you have because of fear. Some person settled a marriage because of fear. If I don't marry him, I may never be married. The fear. This may be the only opportunity I have to settle down. So they settled a marriage. Praise God. Rather than get something out of fear, get something out of faith. And can I say to you, faith does not produce almost immediately. Faith produced by a process. Everything faith will produce will come through a process. But fear does not respect time. Fear does not respect process. Fear will give you anything now. Eliezer is the product of your fear. Are you here and you are afraid? That I'm just going to do it now. If I don't do it now, I don't know what will happen. So you can do it by all means. That's Eliezer. And God said to Abraham, not Eliezer. Let me defeat your fear and produce faith before you can get it. Listen. If you don't treat the Eliezer syndrome and symptom, it will progress to the disease that is called Ishmael. Write it down. Don't forget it. If you refuse to treat the Eliezer syndrome and symptom, it will progress to the disease that is called Ishmael. Now I will explain. The Eliezer syndrome, this give it to me now, or I die, is an Eliezer syndrome. This, if I don't get it today, I'm not going to serve God again. It's Eliezer syndrome. It's a syndrome. It's a symptom. And every serious sickness begins with a symptom. Did you hear that? Every serious sickness does what? Begins with a symptom.
And when you go to the hospital, the first diagnosis is to ask the symptoms, how are you feeling? So when you can explain how you feel, doctors will begin to guess where the root of your problem is. So this Eliezer thing was a symptom. A symptom of doubt. A symptom of unbelief. A symptom of something more serious that is going to happen. Abraham did not treat it. Abraham didn't pay attention to it. And as a result of that, it progressed to what we have as Ishmael today. And we all know the trouble of the disease called Ishmael. Praise God. And that trouble will never be removed until Jesus returns. It's because a man did not pay attention to the symptom called Eliezer. When it started as an Eliezer. But that symptom is going to produce an Ishmael if it is not dealt with. This anger you are not dealing with now, as a single man, is a symptom. It can lead to a break in marriage. It can lead to separation. It can lead you to become a tyrant. It's a symptom of something more serious that will happen in the future. Somebody's out here. There is an Eliezer symptom. God, I need it. God, I need it. The prodigal son woke up one morning and said to the father, divide unto me the portion of good that is due to me. And the father divided to him and he packed his load. Where are you going, bro? I'm just living. Did anybody make you angry? No, I just want to live. Independence without preparation. Independence without maturity. I want to be on my own. We are children today who don't want to stay under the guardians of their parents. They are too strict. He talks too much. She talks too much. I want independence. She wants to be on her own. He wants to be on his own. So that he can do whatever he likes. 6 months down the line, she's pregnant. She lived with her parents for 7 years, 8 years, and didn't get pregnant. 6 months on her own, she's pregnant and is considering abortion. That's independence without maturity. Independence without preparation. Eliezer is a symptom that when it begins to happen, treat it. When you see yourself always having misunderstanding with your wife, with your husband, every week we are having misunderstanding, it's a symptom of something bigger in the future. Treat it now. Don't sweep it under the carpet. Ask yourself, why are we always having this misunderstanding? Why can't we live in peace for 2 weeks, for 1 month in the house? Why are we always fighting ourselves? It's a symptom of something bigger that will happen in the future if you don't take care of it today. Because one day, if you don't treat it, one day you will ask her to pack her load and leave. You find yourself marrying the second wife when you never solicited. It's a symptom. Deal with it. Somebody's out here. Eliezer is a syndrome and symptom that if it is not dealt with, it will produce a disease called Ishmael. I wish Abraham dealt with this issue. The day God said to Abraham, Eliezer cannot be it. That is the same power that Abraham would have told Sarah. The day Sarah suggested to him, can you go into my maid? Abraham would have said, God said it will come out. Don't worry. God is insisting on Isaac. But Abraham didn't treat it. And today we have Ishmael. Number next. Eliezer is a human reasoning. But Isaac is God's design. Eliezer is a human reasoning. Sometimes we think as human. It's a destiny. Maybe this is how I'm going to go about it. It's a human reasoning. But Isaac is God's design. No matter the intelligent quota of a man, you can never reason a quarter of what God can think. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are the thoughts of God from that of our own. Human reasoning. How best can I get out of this?
There is nothing wrong to make plans, but subject your plans to divine approval. God, this is what I want to do. I put it in your own x-ray. Approve it for me. Do it for me. And God said, don't go ahead. Or sometimes go ahead. You know, over the time, and by experience I've discovered, there are certain issues that come up. And I go to God in prayer. I say, God, what do I do? And God said, don't talk about it. Don't mention it. Don't discuss it. And I allow it. But those are things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to call a meeting for it. But as soon as I said to God, what do I do? God said, don't mention it. Don't talk about it. Let it be. And humanly speaking, I'll be thinking, how can this thing be like this without talking about it? And God said, let it be. And you discover that God has a way of killing it. Don't try to make alive what God wants to kill. Don't try to keep alive. Don't resurrect what God has decided to bury. Human reasoning, that's Eliezer. But Isaac is God's design. Eliezer represents nice ideas that God will not approve. It will never be nice enough to pass the test of God. Eliezer represents nice ideas that God will not approve. Amen. Can I say to you without any fear of contradiction that it is not every nice idea that God approves? So Eliezer is a nice idea. Something looking, it's looking okay, but it is making business sense. But God said, I don't approve it for you. Amen. Nice idea that God would disagree with. God said, don't go there. No. It's not for you. Don't go now. Nice idea. That's Eliezer. It represents nice ideas. I don't know how many persons have got nice ideas before. But good ideas are not enough to make people wealthy. Good ideas are not enough. There are good ideas that God will say, not now. And then you keep it down. Good ideas that God will say, not for you. You keep it down. Praise God. I don't know if there are people in our day and time that love God like David did. He loved the Lord so much so that he decided he was going to build God a house single-handedly. Nice idea. I'm going to build God a befitting tabernacle. Before now, God was dwelling in tents. And David was going to build a cathedral for the name of God. And when he went before God, God said, not you. David, not you. Nice idea, but God will not approve it. Praise God. David, not you. You're not going to do it. Your son will do it. Don't worry about it. Praise God. You know, some persons would have gone ahead because what we are looking for is a fame. What we are looking for is a name and not the will of God. But David said, hence God said, I shouldn't do it, no problem. So he didn't continue with that project. All he needed to do was to buy all the materials and kept. I said, Lord, if you stop me from building, at least you can't stop me from buying materials. Praise God. That's a man who loved the Lord. Stop me from building the house. You won't stop me from buying cement. So he bought all the cement, bought all the nails, and kept them. And said, when the person approved of God to build comes, the job will be easier for him. Eliezer is that nice idea that God will not approve. And please, if God refuses an idea, don't force it on God. Because the day you force your idea and God changes his mind and approve it, you are heading for destruction. In Numbers chapter 22 and chapter 23, some people came to Balaam who was a seer from Moab. And they came and said to Balaam, our king sent us a message to you. The king said you should come quickly. Because there are people you will need to curse in order for us to prevail over them. And Balaam went to God and said to God, there are people there. And God said to Balaam, don't go with them. Praise God. You know, David said, once you have spoken, twice I have heard. God said, don't go. God is not going to change his mind in the next 24 hours. Don't go. And Balaam came down and said to them, I'm not coming. Balaam, why would you not come? God said, I should not come. You would think that Balaam was a nice, obedient man. And then those people left and went to their king. And their king would not take no for an answer. Their king gave them more money. He said, go. Go with these 3 cows. Go with this 10 million check. Go and tell him that I want him to come. And they went back to Balaam with the sacrifices of divination. And when Balaam saw what they brought, 10 bags of rice, 22 bags of yam, 3 cartons of wine, 3 cows standing and making noise outside, and then a limousine jeep to go with, Balaam went back to God. I said to God, "Shall I go with them?" God said, "Go." Praise God. God said, "What?" He said, "Go." And then Balaam was excited. This is the answer I've always been looking for. So Balaam saddled his ass and is on his way to go and do the job. But the Bible says God has sent an angel with a sword at a particular junction and said, "When he arrives here, kill him." Praise God. Kill him. And while Balaam was riding, suddenly the horse stopped. And Balaam said, "You are wasting my time. You are going to make me lose an opportunity to become a millionaire. Can you move now?" And the horse refused to move. And Balaam pulled out his belt and gave the horse a good whip. And the horse, for the first time, said to Balaam, "Have I behaved like this before? I would have taken off." Praise God. When your goat start telling you good morning, you know that everything is not all right. Your dog, instead of doing whoo hoo hoo, calls you, "Dickie Mike, good morning, sir." You know that you don't have a dog anymore. And the ass said to Balaam, "Have I behaved like this before?" Balaam said, "You are stupid." And then God opened his eyes and he saw the angel standing with the sword. The only difference between Balaam's dead body and his life was the horse. How come that Balaam couldn't see but the goat saw? How come? Have you come to that point that God can no longer trust you with information? He's now telling your young child. So in your house is your little child of 3 years that is now having dreams. In your house, it is your daughter of 5 that is now having vision and telling both father and mother. And everybody's excited. "This, my daughter, is a prophet." It might be that God has left you. Praise God. Why you get excited that your little girl can now see you? You should ask God, "What happened to me? Why didn't you show me?" Praise God. "Why not me? Why am I not the one seeing it again?" Don't go against what God is saying. If he says, "I don't approve of it," forget it. Make up your mind that you will not love what God hates. Make up your mind that you will not be where God is not. Make up your mind that you will not go to where God is not going. If he's not going there, then I'm not going to be there. Praise the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling; Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom; Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting; Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.